only understand English doesn't make any difference.
那些只明白英文的，对于你们来说就没有什么区别了。
Praise the Lord. I wonder how many of you remember last week's message.
还有多少人记得上一周说的道是什么呢？
The invisible sovereign God.
看不见的神。
See, God is always at work, but we may not be able to see Him.
神一直都是在工作的，但是我们不一定看得到。
Believe it or not, during this time when the world is full of challenges, God is still at work.
即算是现在世上有这么多的挑战和挣扎，神仍然在工作。
The important thing is everything that happens, God is through God's sovereignty.
不管发生什么事情，都是在神的主权当中。
It may not be His will.
也许并不是他愿意的事。
He allows it.
但他允许它发生了。
Amen.So, there are times when we complain about... Is it okay? There are times when we complain about this government, that government, this boss, that boss.
当我们去抱怨说哎呀这个政府这也不好那也不好那个老板这也不好那也不好的时候呢
Well, we get what we deserve.
那我们其实是拿到我们该有的而已。
Amen? Israel...wanted the king that they wanted, not the king that God wanted.
当以色列人当时在选王，他们要选他们自己想象中的好王，不是神要的那个王哦。
Hallelujah. God's choice may not be the same as our choice.
神的选择经常跟我们的选择是有违背的。
So we can live in obedience or we can live in disobedience.
所以我们可以选择顺服的活着或者悖逆的活着。
But we tend to blame God.
但是我们就爱抱怨神啊。
If God is sovereign, why does he allow this?
哦、那神要是这么有主权的话他为什么允许这样
的事情发生 The question you got to ask first, why did you do that first?
那你应该是问自己你为什么要那样做呢
Amen? Amen? That's why everything that we do, we need to spend time in the presence of God.
所以每次当我们做什么我们都是要在神的同在中跟神有花时间在一起。
Then you can make the better choices.
所以在这个跟神的相知里面你们才会做出好的选择
to know the mind of God for your life.
你们才会真的明白神的心意和想法
So today I want to talk to you about something on this theme, on the hand of God.
今天的讲题呢是神的手
So the concept of the hand of God we often see in the Old Testament.
那我们在旧约常常读到关于神的手
What does it mean by the hand of God?
神的手什么意思呢
Am I a bit too loud? Normal. Normal. Okay. By the way, do you know why there's the 100 there?
你们知道这个100为什么吗?
Not because I'm 100 years old.
不是说我没有100岁哦。
It's because this building in June it will be 100 years.
因为这个建筑物在今年的六月份就是一百周年了。
It was built because there was a revival in East London.
当时我们在这里面会建教会的原因，是因为在这里有一个大复兴哦。
The founder of our denomination, George Jeffrey, built this church.
George Jeffrey 就是当时在这里的创始人，那个复兴的人，所以在这里建立了教会。
And there was miracles all everywhere.
当时在大复兴，东伦敦大复兴的时候，很多的神迹在这里发生。
And there are times when people walk along the pavement outside.The power of God hit them.
当有人只是从教会的门外经过，神的能力就刺激到他们。
Miracle break out.
神迹就是这样发生的。
Before they moved to the other church I used to be called Kensington Temple.
后来呢，他们就搬到了那个Kensington Temple 那个教会。
Where enormous number of miracles happened.
那里又有很多的神迹发生。
I remember when I was there, we ran out of room.
我记得我们在那里的时候，当时地方都不够大。
So we had to go down to the downstairs of the lower hall that we had to dig out and build the hall.
我们当时还需要去在底下去建地下室，因为地方不够用。
But then there was a storage room that a lot of people have not been for a long time.
但是当时就有一个储藏室，很多人都没有去了。
And when we opened the door, guess what we found there?
我们当时一打开那个储藏室的门，猜猜是我们
full of wheelchairs and crutches.
我们当时看到里面有好多那种不要的拐杖啊和轮椅之类的。
Wheelchairs and crutches that people left behind because they were healed.
是那些已经得医治的人，他们已经不再需要轮椅和拐杖了。
And then there was a sign called "Church Full."
当时整个教会就是满的。
Amen. We long for the power of God to be back.
我们也愿意看到神的能力同样的再次彰显。
Anyway, so in June it will be 100 years
所以六月是我们这个教会的建立的第100周年。
Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go back to the hand of God. So the concept of the hand of God, we first of all have to understand what is the right hand of God.
那我们先回到来看神的手，第一个要明白的是什么叫做神的右手。
So when the Bible talks about Jesus ascended to heaven and sat at the right hand of God,
当时圣经里讲到耶稣一上天了以后，他是坐在神的右手边。
Sometimes it's translated right hand of power.
有的人也在说右手的那个能力上面。
Most people's strongest hand is what hand?
很多人最强有力的手是哪只手？
Amen.
是不是右手？
You understand? That's why.When we talk about Jesus sitting at the right hand of God, what does the Bible mean?
所以当耶稣坐在神的右手边，圣经是指什么意思呢？
Did he literally sit next to God at the right hand?
是真的指物理地理那个位置，他是真的是在正好右边吗？
So when you say, where is Jesus? He's at the right hand side of God.
当你说耶稣在哪里，他说嗯，我们要看清楚啊，他是在神的正好右边那里。
Is that what it means?
是这样的意思讲吗？
Well, you can interpret that way.
虽然翻译是这样去翻译了。
But the more accurate interpretation is the concept of the right hand of God.
但其实真正的属灵的意义才是最重要。
In other words, sitting at the right hand of God means Jesus had the authority of God.
当我们说到耶稣在神的右手边，是指耶稣有了神的权柄。
The power of God.
有了神的能力。
So when Jesus is present in our midst, he is at the right hand of God.
所以当耶稣在我们当中，他现在要知道他是有能力有权
柄。In other words,
在神的右手上。
He carried the power and the presence and the authority the same as the Father.
就是耶稣他身上的能力和权柄都和父神一
样。So when Jesus gives us say to us, all authority has been given to me, means I am at the right hand.
当耶稣说所有的天上的权柄都给我了的时候，就是在说我在神的右手边。
So therefore, when he said go and preach the gospel, means we are also at the right hand of Jesus.
所以当耶稣对我们说我们要去传福音的时候，就是在告诉我们你们也是在神的右手边。
So where are we seated? At the right hand of Jesus.
所以你们现在坐在哪里呢？也坐在神的右手边。
Because why? Because we have the power and the authority that God has given to us.
因为我们也有这样的能力，有了神给我们的能力。
So when we understand the hand of God has to something to do with the activity and the authority of God, then we're going to understand what does the phrase the hand of God mean then.
当我们先明白右手是代表了神的权柄和神的工作，那我们现在看看神的手又指什么呢？
Many times it will say hand of power or the right hand.
经常我们在圣经里面读到的，要么是神的右手啊，要么是右手的能力之类
的。But sometimes, for example, it says in Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 1.
我们来看一个例子，在以西结书37:1.
The hand of the Lord was upon me.
是耶和华的手按在我身上。
And he brought me out in the spirit of the Lord, set me down in the middle of the valley. That it was full of bones.
他借着他的灵带我出去，把我放在平原中，平原遍满骸骨。
The hand of the Lord means the Holy Spirit.
神的耶和华的手指的是圣灵。
Came upon.
来到了我们的身上。
Ezekiel.
是在以西结书里面记载的。
That resulted him having an open vision.
这里面就让以西结因为神的手在呢，他就能看到一个异象。
Where he saw a lot of bones.
他看到了骸骨的异象。
So if the right hand of God represents the power, the hand of God that has that power is the Holy Spirit.
如果我们说右手代表的是能力，那耶和华的右手就是代表有能力的灵。
The Holy Spirit is the power of God.
圣灵就是神的灵，就是有能力的灵。
Amen. So when the Holy Spirit come upon a person, the power of God is upon him.
当圣灵来到一个人的身上的时候，就是说明神的能力来到这人身上。
God is with that person.
就说神与这人同在了。
Amen. We who are at the right hand of Jesus means God is with me.
当我们说我们坐在神的右手边，意思就是神与我们同在。
And not only God with me, I have the power of the Holy Spirit.
不光是神跟我同在哦，我还有圣灵的能力在我里面。
Hallelujah. We now look at Ezra as another example.
那我们再来看以斯拉记另外一个例子。
Chapter 8, verse 3, the last part B.
第八章的三十一节后半段。
He said here, the hand of the Lord was on us, and he delivered us from the hand of the enemy, from the ambushes by the way.
这里面说，我们神的手保佑我们，救我们脱离仇敌和路上埋伏之人的手。
So not only does the hand of God is upon a person, but the hand of God is also to protect them.
神的手不光是到我们的身上哦，而且还是有保护的作用。
To protect them from the enemy.
保护我们不要可以脱离仇敌。
Now when you see the hand of God, you begin to see what the Holy Spirit does to a person.
当你看到神的手的时候，你就应该能读到圣灵在一个人身上是
怎么做工的。That's why for you and me, it is vital, essential, non-negotiable.
所以对我们来说是非常非常重要的，都不能讨论的一个问题。
We should know and have the Holy Spirit.
我们需要明白什么是圣灵。
God's will, it is the Father's promise.
我们要知道这是父神的应许，是神的意
愿。When we have the Holy Spirit,
当我们有圣灵的时候，
the hand of the Lord is upon us.
神的手就在我们身上。
The authority of God is with us.
神的能力就在我们身上。
He will protect us.
他会保护我们。
This is clear as clear water.
这个就是很 明了的，就跟看一个透明的水一样，一看就明白。
Amen.So can we find the same phrase in the New Testament?
那新约里面也没有这样的例子呢?
What do you think? Of course, we can find it.
可以找到。
In Acts chapter 11, verse 21.
在使徒行传十一章二十一节。
And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number who believed.Turn to the Lord.
主的手与他们同在，信而归主的人数很多。
So Acts tells us when the hand of the Lord was with the disciple, many people got saved.
使徒行传告诉我们，当主的手和门徒同在，门徒当时就带了很多人信主。
Can you see now that this describes the authority that Jesus gave to the disciples?
能看到这就是耶稣所说的那个能力，他已经把天上的能力给了。
Can you also see what Jesus said about when I go away, the Holy Spirit will come?
你也能够明白当时耶稣什么意思，说我需要走，走了以后圣灵才能过来。
In the story of God reconciling with us,
在神跟我们和好的这个过程当中，
God has ultimately a pivotal motivation.
神有一个非常重要的动力。
When Adam and Eve sinned against God, God worked on something for thousands of years.
当亚当夏娃犯罪以后，神花了好几千年的时间在做这份工作。
It's to bring himself back to us.
就是要跟我们和好，让我们回归。
Be able to communicate with us.
让跟我们能够交流。
Be able to be with us.
和我们在一起。
That's why in the book of Revelation, right at the end,
这是为什么在启示录的大结局里面说到
God finally accomplished all that he wanted to do.
说神终于做到了他一直要做和成就的事情。
He moved house.
就是他搬家了。
Physically lived with us.
他真的是从天上搬下来了，然后跟我们真的是永远在一起了。
Amen.And that's what the millennial is all about.
这也是那一千年的事情。
That we finally dwell in the physical presence of God.
让我们终于可以跟耶稣基督在一个地方住在一起了。
We go home.
当我们说我们回家。
He comes home.
我们也说神也回家了。
Amen. We meet in the book of Revelation.
我们终于在圣经里面记载的启示录里面。
Wants to talk to us.
神想跟我们说话。
God wants to be with us.
神想跟我们在一起。
In the meantime, he can only do it through the hand of God.
那同时呢，他就要靠着他的手来做这样的事情。
The Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵来做这事情。
It's the one that is in between the times.
这就是因为神没有时间的这个界限，所以就可以这样。
God has to work among our sinful world.
可以在我们这个罪恶的世界把这个
God has to communicate with us in our sinful nature.
神还要找着方法跟我们这有罪恶的身体
God has to talk to us with our deaf ears.
神还要跟我们这些耳聋的人想办法说话
God wants to show you something with our blind eyes.
神还想要跟眼瞎的我们这些属灵眼瞎的人
看
见异象。
God wants us to experience Him.
神想让我们去经历他。
To feel Him.
去感觉到他。
But we are all have lost that ability.
但是我们真的是已经没有了那种能力。
The hand of God.
靠着神的手。
Comes upon us.
来到我们上面。
He makes all that possible.
让我们刚才说的那一切都变成可能了。
That is why Acts chapter 2, the primary reason is not to give us just power.
这是为什么使徒行传的第二章说最重要的就是要给我们能力。
I used to think that was the case.
我以前觉得那是第一重要的事情。
Because to Pentecostals and Charismatic, the baptism of the Holy Spirit is primarily to do with power. Heal the sick.
因为在灵恩教会、啊、大部分的人都会说、哦、都是关乎于能力都是关乎于医治
But when you trace the motivation of God from the Garden of Eden all the way to the book of Acts you see something different
但是当你真的去摸着神的心、哦、去看看神的那个做事的动力
When the Holy Spirit came upon When the Holy Spirit came upon the people poured out on the people in Acts chapter 2 Peter cited Joel chapter 2
当神的灵在使徒行传第二章到我们人的身上大降临的时候彼得说了这个话他说是约珥书在末日的时候
God will pour out his spirit
说神会让他的灵降下来
On what? On all flesh
在哪里在所有的肉身的人身上在所有的人身上
Universally
在全宇宙的人身上
Not just to a few prophets
不是只是几个先知而已、哦、
Or the king or the priest
也不是只个王或者
祭司 But to everybody
而是每一个人
And that is the biggest contrast between Old Testament and New Testament is because of what Jesus did
这就是旧约和新约最大的不同因为耶稣成就了这件事情
That God was able to pour out his spirit upon all flesh
让神有可能把圣灵可以放到所有人的身上
And here's what I discovered.
这是我发现的。
And it's pretty obvious.
然后我觉得很明显了。
The truth is staring at your face.
因为那个真理就好像对着你的脸直接说话。
He didn't say so that they can heal the sick.
他没有说你们得到能力就为了医治人。
So that they can cast out demons.
哦，没有说你得到能力就为了赶鬼哦。
No, he says what?
他说什么？
The young man shall see visions, and the old man shall dream dreams.
他说，要这样的话，年轻人就可以看到异象，老人就可以做异梦。
It speaks of prophecy.
他说的是一个先知的灵。
It speaks of communication.
他说的是一种交流的方式。
See, when you trace the motivation of God from the Garden of Eden all the way to the Book of Acts, you realize God is desperately wanting to fellowship with you.
如果你从创世纪一直读到启示录来研究神的动力，你发现神就一份心哦，他只想跟你说话，想跟你亲近。
But he can't fellowship with a people that are blind, deaf, and dumb.
但是他没有办法跟一个属灵又耳聋又眼瞎的人去说话。
They can't feel. They can't.Hear God, they can't see God.
因为这些属灵耳聋的人听不到神，眼瞎的人看不见神。
They can't experience God.
他们也经历不到神。
And that's why for Pentecostals and Charismatic, to be able to experience God is very important as part of our walk with God.
所以作为五旬节教会、灵恩派教会的人，我们最重要的一个就是一直想经历到神。
All other denominations believe the presence of God.
包括其他的所有的教会都相信、哦、神的同在
They believe in the presence of God
他们也相信神的同在
But that's not enough for the Pentecostals and Charismatics
但是对于五旬节教会和灵恩派来说就不够啊
We want to experience God
主啊我们想要 经历到你
Amen It's no point of marrying someone
你想想如果你跟一个人结婚
Yes we're married
好像是结婚了
You can't feel, you can't see, you can't hear.
然后这个结婚的人你也看不见你又听不见
Imagine
你也碰不到
try and talk to each other every day when you say, where are you?
你可以想象你的眼睛闭着然后你每天想跟他说话吗
I'm here.
你说、哦、你闭着眼睛说
I can't hear you.、
哦、我又听不到你我又看不到你怎么办
Oh, you're here.
然后有摸说是
But、
哦、
I can't feel.
可是我又感觉不到你
And that's basically our Christianity.
这就是我们基督教的信仰是吗
We're a people that are blind, that can't feel, that can't see, that can't taste, can't do anything.
因为这些我们有属灵的眼瞎呀，耳聋啊，有属灵的触觉都没有，怎么办呢？
And so for thousands of years, God had to put up with that.
所以这么多几千年呢，神就只能挨着忍着这件事情。
Now and then, He had to put His Spirit upon certain people.
现在呢，所以当时还没有发生的时候，神就只能让一些先知啊，
心灵受到这。That's why he loved David so much.
这是为什么当时神这么的爱大卫王。
David knew how to see God, how to hear God, how to touch God.
因为大卫王呢，他知道怎么看见神，怎么听见神，怎么触摸到神。
That's why I said to you about Psalm 23.
这是为什么我们看诗篇二十三篇。
Even though he was in a desperate, desperate situation when he found himself in the wilderness,
就算他当时在低谷当中，在很迫切的环境当中，
but his eyes can see.
但是他的眼睛却能够看见。
Instead of a desolate place, instead he saw the green pastures of God.
他看见的不是荒野，而是青草地。
Instead of seeing just the valley of the shadow of death, he saw.The presence of God with him.
他看见的不是那死荫的幽谷，而是看到神的灵与他同在，给他摆设宴席。
Amen. Because when we draw closer to God, when our eyes were open, our ears were open, we begin to see and hear God in a different way.
当我们跟神亲近的时候，我们的突然眼睛打开，看见了；耳朵打开，听见了。你能够开始经历到神了。
It will be a tragedy for anybody to go into heaven one day as a Christian and see Jesus and say, "Wow, you're real."
真的会很大的一个悲剧哦。如果我们真的有一天见到耶稣的那一天，然后你对耶稣说，哇，原来你是真的哇。
It's been like my children spend years and years living with me, and then suddenly one day say, "Dad, you're real."
就好像你可以想象吗？我的孩子跟我住了这么多年，但是等他们长大以后的，终于有一天说，哇，原来你这个人是真的。
How can you build a relationship on blindness and deafness?
你怎么跟一个眼瞎的人，一个耳聋的人去有关系呢？
God knows that.
但是神就知道有这个办法。
God knows it is impossible because of sin and our nature.To come to him.
神知道在我们最深里面是没有办法亲近主的。
So what did he have to do?
所以他就要做事情了。做什么呢？
Remember his motivation is to be able to talk to you.
记得啊，神的，我刚才说神的动力是他想跟我们有亲近交流
的。His motivation is he wants to be able to speak to you and interact with you.
想跟我们有交流的，可以一起聊天啊，说话啊，交流。
That's why Jesus said, "My Father and I will move in you. We move into where you are."他们搬家，
所以耶稣说了，我们要搬家，要搬到你这里来。
Amen. God wants to live with us.
神很想搬到我们这里。
Be with us.
好想跟我们住在一起。
Even though we don't want it.
就连我们自己都还没有那么想呢。
He still wants to do it.
可是他就特别想。
So first, he had to have his son die for us.
所以第一步，他就让他的亲生儿子先为我们死。
Second, his son has to be raised from the dead.
然后第二，他的儿子要先死，然后再复活。
And this doesn't end there.
还没有完哦。
And that's why most Christians end there.
大部分的基督徒信仰就停到这儿了。
Third, even more important.
还有第三，更重要的一点。
He has to ascend into heaven.
他需要升上天。
Why?
为什么？
So that he can be at the right hand side of God.
因为这样他才会在神的右手边。
And that right hand is sent down to us.
这个右手才会下来。
And we call it the Holy, call him the Holy Spirit.
这个右手名字叫圣灵。
So by the Holy Spirit, our eyes can see, our ears can hear.
借着圣灵，我们属灵的眼睛可以打开，我们属灵的耳朵可以打开。
So do you understand? In Acts chapter 2, based on Joel's prophecy.
所以《使徒行传》第二章在约珥书里面的预言是这样
说 God's motivation is so that we can hear, we can see, we can have visions, we can have dreams.
神的动力就是让我们的眼睛能看见，耳朵能听见，可以看见异象，可以梦到异梦。
It's even more important than raising the dead, casting out demons.
所以这个比更重要的，就重要过于我们刚才说的让死人复活呀，可以让赶鬼呀这样的神迹。
So the Holy Spirit is not just about preaching the gospel. The Holy Spirit is about communion with God.
所以圣灵的工作不是仅仅只是告诉我们来帮我们传福音的，它更多的是帮助我们跟神有一个亲近的交流的。
That's what is vital for us to to put effort into knowing who the Holy Spirit is.
所以对我们来说最重要的事情就是要跟圣灵有一个相交和一个关系。
To experience the Holy Spirit.
让我们能够经历到圣灵。
Because he is the hand of God.
因为他就是神的手。
He is the one that can give us authority.
他就是那个给我们权柄的。
He is the one that can bring Christ to us.
他是那把基督带给我们的。
Through him we can experience God.
借着圣灵我们才能经历
到神。Through him we can see, we can hear, we can, our eyes are open, our ears are open.
就借着圣灵我们的眼睛才会打开耳朵才能听到。
In other words, the Holy Spirit is a prophetic spirit.
所以圣灵是一个先知的灵。
Because in the Old Testament, the sign of a person having the Holy Spirit is to be able to prophesy.
因为在旧约里面凡是有圣灵的人就是能够有先知预言的能力。
You see, people can't say the Holy Spirit is on me.
那人就不能直接说哦，圣灵在我身上。
That is why when the Holy Spirit came upon Saul,
所以当圣灵到了扫罗身上。
And how did the people know that Saul had the Holy Spirit?
那别人是怎么能知道扫罗身上有圣灵呢？
And that the hand of God came on him.
神的手在他的身上呢？
It's because he prophesied.
因为他当时就能够发预言。
Amen. What evidence have you got? Have I got?That the Holy Spirit is on me.
那你今天的身上有什么样的证明能够说圣灵在你里面呢？
Even if I can't prove it to anyone,
也许你还不说我不能够证明给人看。
But I will know.
但是我知道。
Because something will tell me.
因为有里头有个感受知道。
Before I was a Christian,
在我还不是基督徒时
，My eyes were blind.
我以前是瞎眼的。
My ears were deaf.
我以前是耳聋的。
And my senses were all.Numb,
我的属灵的感受全都是死的。
But after I became a Christian,
但是当我成为基督徒以后
something happened.
有事情发生哦。
My eyes can see.
我眼睛打开了。
My ears can hear.
耳朵听见了。
Suddenly, God was real.
忽然觉得神这么的真实。
And that's what the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the outpouring of the Spirit has done for me.
这就是圣灵当时降下对我们所做的。
It doesn't mean people without the baptism of the Spirit cannot have the same experience. They can.
我不是说没有受圣灵的洗的人就没有这样的可能去经历到。
It's just the baptism of the Holy Spirit somehow just supercharge everything.
但是圣灵的洗是给我们像充电了一样的。
And somehow the more we pray, the more we enter into God, the more our eyes open, the more our ears are open.
所以我们越是寻求神，越是亲近神，我们的眼睛就越是打得开，看得清楚，耳朵就越打开，越能听见。
So to me, the baptism of the Holy Spirit is not just about power, it's not just about mission.
所以圣灵的洗真的不是仅仅只是关于能力呀、啊、或者是要出去施工
什么的 It's about opening the door wider for me
而是把神的门把门打得更开了
That the Holy Spirit somehow can help me to get to God quicker
圣灵可以让我跟神进入得更加快更亲近了
Amen And that is why brothers and sisters
所以弟兄姊妹们
God is accessible to us
神我们现在可以跟他亲近了
We can feel him, we can see him, we can hear him, we can touch him
我们可以感觉到他可以触摸到他听到他可以看见他
But according to 1 Corinthians chapter 2 we can't do it with our physical hands we can't do it with our physical eyes or physical ears
那在哥林多前书第二章说我们不能是靠着肉体的眼睛嘴巴耳朵去听去看去说哟
But we can do it with our spirit.
而是借着我们的灵跟神的灵
And the Holy Spirit can help us.
圣灵可以这样的来跟我们说话
To open up our spiritual senses.
可以打开我们所有属灵的那些器官
So that when we go to heaven,
所以当我们见到神的时候
we see Jesus.
当我们看到耶稣时
we see an old friend.
我们看到一个老朋友了
Hallelujah. And when we meet the Father,
当我们看到父神的时候
We can't, Oh Father, I thought you were really old
Oh 父神啊我以为你长得好老哦
I thought you were the oldest person in the entire universe
我以为你是全宇宙最老的一个老人呢
How many of you believe that you see an old man or you see a young person called the Father
你们是不是以前也会见到一个老人还是说你会见到一个很年轻的人你却叫他父神
Now that has just messed up ourConcept of the Father now.
那刚才啊，我那一随便一开玩笑就把你搞混乱了。
Right. Many of us think Father it must be long beard.
因为我一说，大家一说父亲这个词，就以为
sitting on the throne
很长的大白胡子， and go, 然后喘气啊，笑喘啊。
Okay. And really thousands of years old.
然后以为它是一千千百万年的 老树的那种感觉。
Or do we see strong person?
还是你看到的是一个很强壮的人。
Young looking.
很年轻的面孔。
Gosh. Do you see?Very difficult to comprehend.
自己的头脑和属世的眼睛是没有办法想象的。
And that's why, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们,
what the hand of God does, it transforms our relationship with God.
神的手的工作能够改变我们跟神的关系。
So when the Holy Spirit is poured out,
所以当神的圣灵,
for two reasons,
有两个原因。
One is for mission.
一是关乎于事工。
To preach the gospel with power.
是带着能力去传福音。
But the other, don't forget.
但第二千万不要忘哦。
Is to access God.
是让我们跟神有一个亲近。
It's fellowship with God.
让我们跟神有一个团契交流。
And next time when you're praying in tongues, it's not just I want more power.
所以你下次祷告方言的时候，不要心里只想着我要更多能力。
When you're praying in tongues, it's I want to get closer.
你讲是方言的时候，你说主啊，我想更亲近。
I want more of you, Jesus.
我要更多更多的得着你。
Amen.
主耶稣。
Hallelujah. Now.Let me illustrate this.
我来给你们举个例。
In Acts chapter 1, verse 26.
使徒行传一章二十六节。
Remember the 12 disciples, one of them was Judas.
记不记得当时有一个，他们十二个门徒里面有一个人叫做犹大。
Judas died.
他后来呢就死了。
And so Peter said, hey, there are meant to be 12 of us, let's select.One to replace Judas.
所以当时彼得说呢，那我们现在只有十一个人了呀，所以我们得再想个办法，再弄到十二个人。
How did they do that?
他们会怎么做的呢？
They used the Old Testament way.
他们用那个旧约的摇签的方式。
They cast lots.
摇签。
To seek God's mind.
去看看，猜猜神的心意。
So those of us who need God's guidance, look, Acts chapter 1.
所以那些想要神的带领的人、哦、
It's in the New Testament.
他们说你看看新约里面他们都摇签、哦、
So why not go and get yourself some lots?
所以赶快去买点签回来回家摇吧。
Say, Lord, if you want me to marry this person.
主啊，你要不要我来嫁给这个人呢？
Alright, come on, let it be.
然后就说来摇签摇签。
And then you throw the lots.
然后你把那个签丢在地上。
He loves me.
然后你说哦，原来这个人爱我。
To be honest,That's not far from the truth.
那这个根本就不是在真理里面哦。
A lot of people,
有一点相信。
A lot of people, the way they seek God is that, Lord, if you are with me, switch the light off.
也有人这样跟神说话，说神啊，如果你跟我同在，你现在就关灯，让我看
到。Lord, if you are with me, let my hand move on itself by itself.
那主啊，你要现在就在的话，让我的手呢自己动。
Lord, if you are with me, let the doorbell.Ring now.
主啊，你要现在就跟我同在呢，让那个门铃响起来吧。
So in a way, we are casting lots.
这个就跟摇签没什么区别嘛。
Amen. I'm not saying that God can't use that. God can because it's an example here.
我不是说神不准我们摇签哈，神也用过摇签的方式跟我们这样交流过。
So in the back of my mind,
但是在我们的头脑的后面呢，有个想法。
They cast lots.
他们摇签。
And they chose Matthias.
他们就选出来了那个马提亚这个人。
I'm going to, one of the first things I'm going to do in heaven when I meet Jesus, I say, Jesus was Matthias, was supposed to be the 12th disciple.
然后我就会，我当我见到耶稣的那一天，我一定要问他个问题。我想问他，那马提亚到底是不是你选来的门徒呢？
Or was it just a casino bet?
还是因为当时只是因为赌出来的，赌徒摇天摇出来的呢？
It's just a chance.
是不是只是一个机会就不小心摇出来了马提亚？
We don't know.But what we do know,
但是我们知道的是
that's how the disciple decided for, in their guidance from God.
但是我们知道当时是确实是在神的一个带领当中
That was their method in seeking God's mind.
当时是他们唯独知道的一种能够寻求神的心意的方法。
Now let's look at chapter 13, verse 2. Let's see what happened there.
然后我们再看看哈继续走到十三章二节，看看他们做了什么呢
？Where they had to select people for mission.
他们当时需要选一个童工去做他
们的工作。Now it doesn't say they took out the lots.
这时候他们没有拿出来摇签了。
And shook the lots.
没有说在我像之前一样的摇
签。And then the lots fell. I say, oh, Barnabas and Silas, God chosen you.
然后姚谦就说啊，我终于看到是巴拿巴的名字和扫罗，那你们要去跟我做工作了。
It says here, while they were worshipping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said,
他们在侍奉主和禁食的时候，圣灵说话，
Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them.
是要为我分派巴拿巴和扫罗去做我召他们做的工作。
This time is no longer casting lots.
这一次就没有再摇签了。
This time they could hear the Holy Spirit.
这次他们是能够听到圣灵说话了。
So what's changed?
是有没有很大的改变？
Between Acts 1 and Acts 13.
从第二章到第十三章，有没有看到门徒的改变？
Acts 2.
第二章的时候呢？
The Holy Spirit came.
圣灵来了。
We don't really, let's have another example. Chapter 15, verse 28.
我们再看多点例子吧，十五章二十八节也是使徒行传。
For it says, for it has seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us lay on you no greater burden than these requirements.
因为圣灵和我们决定，除了这件事重要的事，不将别的重担放在你们身上。
So the example that we just saw there is that the Holy Spirit gave them guidance about who to send.
那当时我们看到了圣灵给门徒一个向导，让他们知道到底要派谁出去呢？
Here this example is about resolving an issue in the church.
那现在这个例子呢，就是他们要解决教会的一个困难难题。
So God can give us guidance of where to go.
神呢可以给我们一个向导，让我们知道往哪走。
What job to get?
什么样的工作可以做？
This and that.
各种方向的带领。
But also we got problems.
但有的时候我们也确实碰到了难题。
Here they got a problem.
这里面他们就有难题啊。
Is it right that everyone who gets saved, the Gentiles, must first be circumcised?
那他们的难题就是，是不是所有的被割礼的，所有的信主的外邦人都要拿割礼呢？
And the answer is no.
当然回答是不要。
So therefore, the apostles and the elders made the decision.
所以当时那些长老们和门徒就做了这么一个决定。
Did they get out the lots?
他们有没有摇签啊？
Does the Gentile need to be circumcised? Shake.
就问哦，那些外邦人到底要割礼还是不割礼呢？然后就开始摇啊摇啊摇。
And cast the lots.
然后就把那个签摇到地上。
So dangerous.
好危险哦，这种方法。
If the lots were the wrong lots, they say, "Oh, I'm afraid you have to."
好险哦！要是那个摇签没摇好，掉到地上，如果说啊，你们之前都要割礼，我们就惨了。
Praise God that that didn't happen.
感谢主啊，那个摇签没，他没摇签。
Otherwise, we men will be in trouble.
我们这些男人们真惨呢。
Because we are the Gentiles.
因为我们就是这种外邦人呐。
But praise God.
但是感谢主。
What did he say here?
那这里面怎么说的呢？
For it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us.
他们证明说是圣灵和我们决定。
The hand of God gave them that guidance.
是神的手给了门徒一个很清晰的一个带领。
Why was that possible?
为什么这个可能了呢？
Because in chapter 2, the Holy Spirit came.
因为在第二章圣灵来了。
So the question I have to ask you and me, is the Holy Spirit with us?
我想问你们的问题是，圣灵是不是跟我们同在吗？
Is the Holy Spirit with us?
圣灵是跟我们同在吗？
So same.He can give us guidance.
是的，他也可以给我们各样的带领。
He can help us.
他可以帮助我们。
But many of us, well, just want the guidance and want the help.
但是呢，大部分我们就只要这个带领和帮助就好了。
But we don't want to do what they did.
但是他们就我们却不想做这些门徒
做过的事情。They were worshiping.
他们有敬拜啊。
They were praying.
他们有祷告啊。
And they were fasting.
他们还有禁食呢。
Oh.Don't give me the F word.
然后哦，不要跟我讲这个禁食的禁字哦。
Fasting.
说禁哦。
I love my food.
我太爱食物了。
Understand, brothers and sisters, the reason this is why, in order for the Holy Spirit to have His way in our lives, we have to surrender to Him.
所以，如果想要圣灵的工作在我们身上成就，我们先降服在圣灵的里面。
We have to tone down our flesh.
我们要我们的肉体先慢慢弱下
来。Tone down our human nature.
让我们的肉体和自然人是弱下来。
Get rid of all the noises.
让我们旁边那些杂音都去掉。
And get to know God.
然后来真的认识神。
As you get to know Him.
当你认识神的时候。
Things will quiet down in us.
那里面的东西，很多声音就会开始安静下来。
As we get to know Him.
当我们慢慢认识主的时候，
you don't know why.
你就不知道为什么。
don't know why.
你也不知道为什么。
You can't explain it.
你也解释不到为什么。
Somehow you know.
但是你就开始听到。
It seems good to me and to the Holy Spirit.
突然你就觉得，嗯，这个决定是圣灵也答应的，我也愿意的。
It's not because you heard a voice.
不是因为你听到了一个真的声音。
Not because you saw God.
也不是你亲眼就是看到了神就在你面前。
Somehow your spirit.
但是你的灵里面就不知道怎么的。
Just knows.
就知道了。
Amen. You understand, brothers and sisters? So what I'm not asking you to do is to go for voice of God. I want you to.
所以呢，我不想让你们呢，真的是用这个肉耳的耳朵想办法听到神哈，真的跟你说，我要你做这件事情。
Do not seek for an actual voice. Don't seek for anything.Like that.
不要去用肉耳去寻求这种听见，好像真的要真的听到一个声音的那种。
Instead, develop your inner man.
反而是让你里面的这个人慢慢长大。
Get to know God.
慢慢的知道神。
And then it will automatically come.
然后慢慢的，你的里头的人跟神的这个关系会让这个声音让你
听见。I know that I know that I know.
我反正不知怎么的，我就知道。
And I don't know why that I know.
我连原因都不知道，反正我就是听到
了。You understand? You can't explain it because you can feel it. You can know it inside you.
你又解释不到，但是你里头那个人就是这么的确定。
And that's what we call the revelation.
我们现在叫它启示。
You have the revelation.
你就里面有了一个启示。
That God wants to send Barnabas and Silas out.
你里面有一个启示，神要巴拿巴和扫罗出去。
That you have the revelation.
然后你里面有个启示。
You know you shouldn't be taking that kind of job, but you should go for that job.
你这个启示你就很确定，我不能拿这个工作，我需要做那个工作。
Not because you chicken away, not because you do something dislike. No, you know that you know.
你不是因为你自己喜不喜欢那个工作，而是你自己里面就是有这么一个答
案。The more you pray, the more you know that is you know.
你越祷告，你就越清晰，越确定这是条正确的路。
You know what I'm saying?
你们能感觉到、感受到
？The more you know, yeah, everybody know what I'm talking about.
你越是知道，你的那个确信反倒就越强烈。
None of us can actually define it, but we know.
我们连定义这个事情都讲不清楚，用文字哈，但是就是确定，心里知道。
That's why in book Acts chapter 2, they used the phrase, that is that.
所以我们经常会听到说，哦，那就是那了。
What is that?
那个是什么，是什么呢？
That is that that Joe prophesied.
我们就说，哦，就是那个，那个，因为就是那个约珥所预言
的事情。So let's borrow that phrase.
所以我们都讲不清楚。
You know, that thing, you know, that is that what...
我们就说，我就是说那个哈，你懂得，你懂得，
but
那个。
But none of us can define it, but...Well, you know what I'm talking about. Yes, I do.
所有的人都是定义不出来，但是我们说你好像听得懂哈，哎，我懂，我懂，都听懂了。
When you can't describe it, but you know that you know, and I know that you know.
那特别是当你又描述不出来的时候，可是我说我知道，你也说你知道。
Then we're close to the thing.
那我们其实离真理就不太远了。
You know, right?
那我们就会说你懂的哈。
You know what I'm talking about, right?
你懂我在讲什么哈？
And I know what you're talking about, right?
我也是懂你在讲什么。
So we all know what we're talking about, right?
我们都懂自己在讲什么。
But we can't describe it.
但是就是讲不出来，找不出个描述的词来。
It's the hand of God at work.
是神的手在工作。
It's the invisible sovereignty of God at work.
是这个看不见的、蛮有主权的主在工作。
We can't see it.
我们又看不见。
But somehow, our inner man can hear it.
但是
our inner eyes can see it.
虽然我们眼睛看不到，但是我们的里头的那个人却能看到，却能听见。
Hallelujah. So that's what's the difference.
所以这就有区别哦。
Acts chapter 1,
使徒行传,
they were casting lots.
使徒行传呢，在前面第一章还在摇签呢。
But everything changed when in Acts chapter 2, the Holy Spirit came.
但是就是从第二章开始，圣灵来到，事情就改变了。
So I'm not sure whether they actually selected the right person.
所以我真的不太确定那个马提亚是不是选对的。
The evidence is they never mentioned about him again.
因为确实圣经里后来再没提过这个马提亚这个人。
Yes. So Matthias now doesn't appear anymore.
这个马提亚真的是大家确实是没有看过哈，再没见过他名字了。
At the moment, he's playing for Manchester United in the centre back.
他现在可能在那个足球场上面踢球呢，我们都不知道。
Is that the Messiah?
那个是不是马提亚那个人啊？
Do you understand?
你们明白吗？
So we know that something changed in Acts chapter 2.
所以我们知道呢，《使徒行传》第二章确实改变了一件
事。From there onwards, you see the Holy Spirit communicating in trances, in dreams.In pouring out himself on people.
就是从第二章往后你开始发现圣灵亲自来跟门徒交流了在梦里面在异象里面亲自跟神说跟人说话了
And the Holy Spirit is poured out on us.
然后圣灵也在我们的身上了
The right hand of God is on us.
神的右手在我们的身上了
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The power is on us.
神的灵和能力在我们身上了
The protection of God is on us.
神的保护也在我们身上了
The knowing of God is on us.
那我们连认识神的这个能力都在我们身上。
The eyes that are in our hearts are open.
那里头的心眼呢，属灵的眼睛打开了。
The ears of our hearts are open.
我们里头的心耳，属灵的耳也打开了。
Without speaking to my wife, I know that she knows.
我跟我的太太就经常这样交流的，都没有讲话，但是我们俩就心意
相通。How I feel about her.
她知道我怎么对她的感受。
True, when you are truly In what we want with somebody, truly in love with somebody, you don't have to ask, do you love me?
当你真的跟一个人是完全合而为一的时候，你就不会老是去问你的对象说是，哎，你是不是很爱我啊？
How come I don't love you?
为什么我都不爱你呢？
Because you haven't said it in the last hour.
因为你刚才那一小时内没有跟我说我爱你哦。
Do you see? Because we don't know.
因为我们不知道，所以才问嘛。
When you don't know, you ask questions.
因为你不知道不确信爱不爱你才不停地问。
When you know, you don't ask questions.
你要是真的很确定很知道你也不会不停地问啊。
Because you know.
因为你很确定啊。
Amen? You don't have to ask your wife or your husband. You know.
你不是老是对你的老公老婆天天问我你爱不爱我啊。
You know.
因为你自己会知道啊。
Because your heart can see it. Your...
因为你的心能感受到能看到啊。
Your heart can feel it.
你的心里面有感受可以听到可以看到。
And when he doesn't, you know.
而且如果他要不爱你你也会知道的。
Right? You know something is wrong.
你自己里面就能感觉到有问题有问题。
And then you say, you know you love me, right?
然后你就会换一个方式说了嗯我认为你是爱我的你是吗
And the guilty face is there.
然后那个犯罪的那个罪恶的脸自责的脸就在脸上。
You know that I do.
然后他说哦你知道我爱你的呀。
But your heart knows that he's not.
但是你的心里却知道他不爱了。
How come your heart knows?
为什么你的心却知道呢
Because your heart can see.
因为你的心看得
见。Your heart can hear.
你的心能听见。
Amen.But make sure you hear from the right source.
啊，记得你们听的那个源头要对哦。
Not feeling the enemy's.
不要乱去感受，最后搞不好是敌人在说话呢。
Amen. So, let's continue and finish like this. Exodus chapter 15, verse 6.
那我们再继续来看出埃及记十五章六节。
Your right hand, O Lord, glorious in power. Your right hand, O Lord, shatters the enemy.
耶和华呀，你的右手施展能力，大显荣耀。耶和华呀，你的右手摔碎仇敌。
Before I go to this verse, I just wanted to go back to. Can we go back to Ezra chapter 8, verse 3b, the second slide?
哦、我刚才有漏到一点所以我们能不能再回到以斯拉记八章的三十一节后半节
Because I suddenly remember that I forgot to tell you there is another hand.、
哦、我刚才忘了其实我还想告诉你还有一只手呢。
Can you see the other hand?
你们还能看到一只手吗
There are two hands here.
有两只手哦。
One is the hand of God.
一个是神的手。
And the other hand is the hand of the enemy.
还有一个是敌人的手哦。
Make sure...The hand of God is upon you, not the hand of the enemy is upon you.
所以你要非常确定哦，放在你身上按手的那个是神的手，不是敌人的手，按错了。
So when I say, you know there's something wrong with your husband or your wife because your heart can see and your heart can hear.
比如说我举个例子哈，你跟你们夫妻关系出了问题了，然后你的心里面能看见、能感受到，就是有问题。
If you are close to God, you will hear the Lord.
如果你跟神有同样的亲近感，你是能够听到神的。
But if your heart is full of bitterness and full of anger,
但是如果你的心里面满有苦毒还有愤
怒的话 Yes, you will hear
是你是会听到
Loud and clear
你会听得非常清楚
But it's not from
但是你听
到 The hand of God but from the hand of the enemy
但你听的不是神的声音不是神的手你听到的是魔鬼的声音和敌人的手
Amen? Make sure the one who occupies your heart is the Lord
你非常需要确定你的心里面是谁在占据你的心
So that you hear him
And
you see him.
然后你看到了这个。
But if your heart is full of anger and bitterness and hate, you will see the devil, you will see, hear the devil loud and clear.
如果你的心里满是苦毒，满是愤怒充满的话，那你所听到的声音是很确定了，但是来自仇敌，不是我们的神。
Amen. That's why when the Holy Spirit came to us,
所以当圣灵来到我们里面时
He opened our hearts.
打开我们的心。
Our eyes of our hearts can see.
我们里面的心眼可以看到。
Our ears can hear.
我们里面属灵的耳朵能听见。
For the first time.
第一次听到了。
We have the ability.
我们有这样的能力。
To be able to hear God.
可以听到神。
And when that happened, we go back to Exodus chapter 5 verse 6.
那我们当这个事情发生的时候呢我们现在才说进入刚才所提的出埃及记十五章六节
When you are now confident that God is with you
当你很确信神跟你在一起
The hand of God is on us
知道神的右手在你身上
Everybody say hallelujah
所有的人都要说 hallelujah
And that's because of Acts chapter 2
那就是因为我们刚才说的使徒行传第二章
This is what we now can expect
现在我们会应该期待出埃及记的这个经文了。
We can identify with Moses and others in Exodus.
我们现在能够看到摩西就好像进入了使徒行传那个年代。
And this is how we read it.
现在我们这样来读。
Your right hand.
你的右手。
That is upon me.
在我的身上。
Your right hand that is in me.
你的右手在我的里面。
Oh Lord.
主啊。
It's glorious in power.
是荣耀的手
Your right hand
你的右手
Upon me, that is in me
在我的身上也在我的里面
Oh Lord
主啊
Shatters the enemy
你右手摔碎仇敌
Hallelujah That's why you should, the devil should be afraid of you
所以仇敌会怕你哦
Hallelujah
Hallelujah
Because of the hand of God on you
因为神的手在你身上
The hand of God is like a uniform.
神的手在你身上就像穿个制服一样。
When the enemy sees us,
当敌人看到我们时候
it shatters him.
就马上被吓跑了。
And then in Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10,
以赛亚书四十一章十节
Fear not.
你不要害怕。
For I am with you.
因为我与你同在。
Be not dismayed, for I am your God.
不要惊慌，因为我是你的神。
I will strengthen you.
我必坚固你。
I will help you.
帮助你。
And I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
用我公义的右手扶持你。
So there is no reason to fear life in our generation.
所以我们这一代的人都根本就不用去害怕生命。
Because the Holy Spirit is with us.
因为圣灵跟我们同在。
Amen.And the more you know that, the more peace you have in your own heart.
你越确定这件事情，你里面的平安就越大。
That somehow your life and my life it will work out well.
不管怎么样，你的生命和我们的生命都会走在神的旨意中。
There will be money there when I retire.
我相信我退休以后还照样有钱的。
Somehow I'm going to be healthy.
而且我也知道我会健康的。
Somehow, when I am old, I can still walk.
我还相信，哪怕我年迈，我照样可以行走。
That I don't need someone to help me to go to the toilet.
我绝对不需要有人把我抬去厕所。
That I don't need to wear a nappy.
我也不需要去穿那个老人尿片。
Somehow, my mind will still be smart.
我相信我的头脑一定会清晰。
I'm talking about myself.
我在说我自己哈。
You understand?As you get older, these are the things that you think about.
所以你们老了以后，你就会想这种问题了。
How am I going to get up these stairs when I'm older?
我在想，我要是等老了以后，怎么上这个楼梯呢
？How am I going to catch a bus when they ban me from driving?
当他们不准我在开车，太老的时候，我怎么样能够上公车呢
？See, many of us are not far away from they taking your driving license.
你们当中也有不少人，你们慢慢的年迈哈，你们也会慢慢失去你们这个开车的驾照。
Will my eyesight still be just as good?
然后我们会问呢，会不会我的眼睛还能看得
清楚呢？ All these things, we suddenly have to ask.
突然我们到这个年纪就开始问这种问题了。
But each time, when the devil say, "What are you going to do when you're older?"
所以每次当敌人说，哎，你老了以后要怎么办呢？
The devil, thank you for your concern.
然后我就说啊，魔鬼啊，谢谢你这么关心我。
Don't worry about that.
啊，你不用担心的。
The Holy Spirit is with me.
因为圣灵跟我同在。
So every time when you have such a thought or such a fear, you just say, the Holy Spirit is with me.
所以每当你有这样的惧怕来到的时候，你就说圣灵与我同在。
Because what does the Holy Spirit do?
因为圣灵所做的是什么呢？
Gives me power.
是给我们能力。
Gives me authority.
是给我们权柄。
He protects me.
是来保护我们。
He guides me.
是来带领我们。
Notice here, it adds one word, not just my right hand, my righteous hand.
记得这里面说的不光是右手，还是公义的右手。
When the Holy Spirit come upon me, when the Holy Spirit guide me, it's all in the righteous path. He will help me to do the right thing.
当我们圣灵的这个公义的右手在我们的时候，就会把我们带的走正义路。
Hallelujah. Let's all pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for the right hand.
主啊，我们谢谢你的右手。
For the Holy Spirit that is upon us.
圣灵在我们的身上。
For the Holy Spirit that dwells in us.
圣灵在我们的里面。
Help us all.
让我们帮助我们主。
To be confident of His guidance and leading.
让我们确定你的带领和你的方向。
That our hearts can hear.
让我们的心能够听见。
That our hearts can see.
让我们的心灵可以看见。
That our hearts can feel.
让我们的心灵能够感受和触摸到。
The goodness of the Lord.
神你的良善。
And your presence is with us.
主啊，你同在和我们在一起。
Father, no matter what we are going through today.
主啊，不管我们经历什么。
No matter what the challenges are.
不管我们的挑战是什么。
We know God is with me.
我们都知道主啊，你跟我们同在。
Even though we may be sick.
就算我们有生病。
Even though we may go through challenge.
就算我们有挑战。
One thing we are certain.
有一点我们非常确定。
That the God has sent me the Holy Spirit.
主啊，你给了我们圣灵。
He is with me.
你跟我们同在了。
Somehow I'm going to make it.
不管怎么样，我们都可以走出。
Somehow my problems will get resolved.
我们的问题总得解决。
I somehow the wisdom of God will come.
主啊，我们知道你的智慧总会来到。
Because God, you know all things.
因为主啊，你是万能万知的。
So today.
主啊，今天。
I thank you for the hand of God.
我们谢谢你的右手。
I thank you for the hand of God.
谢谢神你的手。
Though I may not see the hand of God.
主啊，也许我的肉眼看不见的右手。
But I know His hand is upon me.
却我们却确信的知道你的手在我们身
上。I know His hand is in me.
我们也知道你的手在我们的里面。
So have Your way, Lord.
主啊，让你的旨意成就。
Have Your way.
让你的旨意在我里面成就。
Thank you for the hand of God.
主啊，谢谢你的手。
Thank you for the hand of God.
主啊，谢谢神你的手。
Father, Lord, take the burden away from our hearts.
主啊，把我们里面的这负担拿走。
Take away all the worries and anxiety.
拿走我们里面的焦虑。
We thank you, Holy Spirit.
主啊，谢谢你。
That today we are able to communion with.
今天我们
communicate with Jesus.
我们可以跟你一起交流。
Communicate with the Father.
我们可以跟父神交流。
Because you are with me.
因为主你与我同在。
Hallelujah. Let's all stand.
让我们一起起立。
We can all truly worship.
我们都可以因为这样的原因真实的敬拜。
Let's worship with our hearts.
让我们全心全意的来敬拜主。
The Holy Spirit is with us.
圣灵与我们同在着。
神已听见我的呼求。恢复神抓我的心跳，
Help us to experience you.
让我们能真经历到你。
Help us to know that you are here.
让我们确定你就此时此刻在我们这里。
Able to know you.
让我们的心真的认识你。
Be able to see. To be able to hear.
让我们可以看见，可以听见。
Father, I ask you, Lord, to open our hearts and minds.
主啊，你打开我们的心眼，我们的心耳。
That we make room.For the Spirit,
让我们的心里面真的有地方给你
to intervene in our daily lives,
让你能干涉到我们生命中的每一件事情
to guide us with wisdom,
能够用智慧来带领我们
to counsel us when we are hurting,
能够在我们受伤的时候安抚我们
and to heal us when we are broken,
当我们破碎的时候你能听到我们
Holy Spirit,
圣灵啊
teach us,
来教导我们
guide us,
带领我们
to know you,
让我们真认识你
that we may know God, that we may know the Father and the Son,
让我们认识父认识子
Thank you Lord,
主啊谢谢你
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
Let's commit ourselves this week,
让我们这一星期来这样委身
To allow the Holy Spirit,
来跟圣灵来交流
To bring us the peace,
让圣灵带给我们平安
To speak to our hearts,
来对我们的心说话
Father, that we may be able to hear you.
主啊，我们今天能够听见你。
That we may be able to know you.
让我们能够认识你。
Somehow that our hearts know that we know.
我们的心就这么的确定，知道我们听见的是你在说话。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
Touch us, the Holy Spirit.
圣灵啊，触摸我们。
Come, Holy Spirit.
圣灵啊，你降到我们身上。
Come, Lord.
主啊，你来。
Have your place.
在我们这里占据你的地方。
Have your place.
让你的旨意成就。
We welcome the promise of God.
主啊，我们来欢迎你的应许。
Give us the wisdom.
给我们这样的智慧。
Give us the guidance.
给我们这样的带领。
That we desperately need.
我们如此迫切的需要你。
Those of us who are burdened in our hearts.
这些在我们心里面有负担的人。
Carrying different thoughts.
你们心里有各样的焦虑。
Right now, in Jesus' name.
现在奉耶稣基督的名。
As I speak.
就在我说话的这一时候
May the Holy Spirit break those yokes.
让圣灵来破碎这样的轭
Break them now.
破碎你的重担
Be free.
自由
Let the power of the hand of God be upon you.
让神右手的能力在你身上
And touch you.
来触摸到你
in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
And those of us who are in fear and worry and anxiety,
那些在惧怕当中在担心的人。
Let the hand of God be upon you.
让神的灵在你的身上。
And let the hand of God be in you.
让神的手也在你的里面。
And let Him.
让他。
Give you the peace.
给你平安。
And the assurance.
和你这样的确信。
In Jesus' mighty name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
That this week.
这一周。
You'll be able to soar like an eagle.
我们会像如鹰展翅飞翔。
Be able to finally have that freedom.
让我们在里面有真的那自由。
That you find that inside you, you are loose, you're released.
在我们的里面是真的松下来了，有松弛了。
If you need that,
当你需要这个
，If you want that,
你也想要这个
，Right now,
现在
，Invite the Holy Spirit,
来邀请圣灵。
Holy Spirit, come.
主啊，圣灵来到
，And take over.
来占据我们的心。
I give you permission.
我给你这样的权利。
To speak to my heart.
来对我的心说话。
To speak to my heart.
来对我的心说话。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And give me the peace.
给我平安。
Let me hear what the Father is saying.
让我听听父神要对我说什么。
Let me know the love of God.
让我知道神有这么的爱我。
Let me know that all will be well.
让我们确定一切都好。
And that the storm that I'm in will calm down.
计算是现在在风暴，风暴也会过去。
And everything will be at peace.
所有的事情又恢复平安。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Father, I believe.
父神，我们相信。
In your goodness.
在你的良善中。
I believe in your ability.
我们相信你的大能。
I believe you are responsible.
我们相信你的责任。
And that you are good.
你是这样的良善。
I believe.
我们相信。
In your ability.
在你的能力中。
To be able to help me,
可以帮助到我们
to be able to guide me,
可以带领到我们
in Jesus' name,
奉耶稣基督的名
Father, I pray for every family,
主啊我们祷告每一个家庭
that you will bless,
你都会祝福
our marriage,
祝福婚姻
our home,
祝福我们的家庭
and our children,
和我们的孩子们
our businesses,
还有我们的生意
our jobs,
我们的工作
our everything that we need,
所有我们所需的
we thank you,
主啊我们都谢谢你
for your goodness,
感谢你的良善
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
大家请坐
If you need prayer, come forward.
如果需要代祷的话请到前面来
Strong glory